And now, Greenlight Reviews, hosted by Ann Elder and Les Roberts.
Hi there, everybody, all you film lovers out there. Welcome once again to Greenlight Reviews, the show where we love to talk about the movies. My name is Les Roberts.
I'm Ann Elder.
And today, Ann, let's talk about a film that stars Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
This film is called The Blind Side. It is written by John Lee Hancock and directed by Hancock. From a book by Michael Lewis, and this was a true story, Anne, about Michael Oher, O-H-E-R, and he winds up in the film, as he did in real life, playing for the Baltimore Ravens. He was a very poor, undereducated, and oversized African-American teenager down in Memphis. He never had a bed to sleep in his life. He somehow got into this Christian school, but nobody was paying much attention to him. And he gets taken in by a very, very wealthy white Republican Tennessee family called the Tuohys. And Mr. and Mrs. Tuohy are played by Tim McGraw and, of course, Sandra Bullock. And they have two children as well. And to make a very long story short, they nurture this young man. They finally adopt him legally. I have to point out that Michael Oher, played in this film by Quentin Aaron, is a gigantic young man.
He must be 6'7", and he must weigh 350 pounds.
Easily. But now, suddenly, he's one of the kids, one of the family, and he is brought along. He plays very well in high school, and now every Southern college football team wants him, specifically Tennessee and, of course, Ole Miss. And everybody in the Tuohy family went to Ole Miss, so they want him to go there, too.
No kidding.
As a matter of fact, they hire a tutor. Her name is Miss Sue, and she is played by Kathy Bates. By the way, Miss Sue also went to Ole Miss. There's not a whole lot of conflict.
No, that's one of the problems with the movie, don't you think, Les?
Everybody who is taking care of him is very nice. And the few other African-American people in this film are portrayed as not very nice at all. And the message that came through to me anyway is, isn't it wonderful that we nice, white, rich people every once in a while reach out and aid an African-American? It sounds wonderful, but to me it was very racist and it upset me a lot.
I thought that Blindside was made in family entertainment tradition. Everybody is really adorable. I'm talking about the children here. The little boy has red hair and freckles. It's kind of like Opie. The husband, Tim McGraw, he has a very sincere smile. He's got straight white teeth. He's got a straight ahead attitude. If you notice that the pretty young teenager daughter doesn't have a zit, she doesn't have a horrible boyfriend, she doesn't even have a smart aleck attitude. She's kind, considerate, articulate, caring, respectful, and she likes Michael Oher being part of the family. I mean, whoever heard of such shenanigans going on in America? What's the world coming to? You know, this is a really sugar-coated Disney-esque Hallmark kind of feel-good film.
It's definitely a TV film for Sunday nights.
Very much so. And I will also say I believe it is a movie that really celebrates Christianity and the Christian approach to handling situations like this. So to that end, I think that the movie has some very solid values and it has a strong moral through line, and I appreciate that. In this case, though, I think that the intention of the film is noble, but I don't think that the production of the movie really works. And the reason there is that I think Sandy Bullock, who becomes so protective, she's like a mama bear all the way through the movie, eventually she becomes mama unbearable. And that's really the problem with the film. You know, it's kind of interesting at the beginning. You get to watch her tossing off some one-liners, kind of like Erin Brockovich in a way.
She has that attitude.
And I like for a while watching her tell off the football coach. She tells off her country club girlfriends when she's taking in this young man and trying to bring him along. She tells off the school authorities. You know, that's kind of fun for a while, but then she becomes really annoying. And the movie should have been more focused on the young man and not on Leanne Tuohy's story. So, again, I think the balance of the movie is a little bit suspect.
Sure, that's the problem. And the other problem, and I have apologized for saying this on this show beforehand, Sandra Bullock makes me nuts.
Uh-huh.
She is a very beautiful woman. She looks terrific on screen.
She does. I will say that. Boy, she looks great.
She tries hard.
Yes, she does.
But there are only two sides to her.
Correct.
As an actress.
She doesn't have depth.
Yep.
And I think that sometimes when she does a comic role, she can get away with that because the silliness of the part and the craziness of the plot line kind of take over the movie. And so it really doesn't matter because you're not looking for depth in that kind of a picture.
Right.
Here, it's really crucial, I feel. And you think about a great actress like Meryl Streep taking on a part like this, and you just go, oh my goodness, can you wish for that? Because this character of Leanne Toohey is really a complex, complicated woman. And Sandra Bullock distills this woman down to very basic issues of good, bad behavior. And I'm afraid that that really detracts from the picture. At one point, Les, I was looking around and I'm thinking to myself, you know, the exit sign up in the corner of the movie theater has more soul than Sandra Bullock. It's just one of those things. I think an actress has to have bigger and better chops to pull this off.
I've got to agree with that, Anne. I really wanted her to be good because I knew the story before I walked in the theater to see it, and I was hoping it would be good.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, what a great story. But, gee, everybody in this film was saintly.
Yes. You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, Les. That's part of the problem with the movie, too. And that is Sandy Bullock is telling everybody off. But the people aren't terrible people. They're kind of like the misfits that you would find in the Andy Griffith Show. So when she tells everybody off, you're going, well, that's not such a big deal. He's not that bad. So they couldn't even build a proper kind of conflict within the supporting characters.
There were a lot of cameos in this film by actual football coaches, college football coaches. Nick Saban comes to mind. There were several others. And I thought they were kind of interesting, marching in and out of the living room.
To interview Michael Oher.
Yeah, but they were mostly talking to Leanne, and I think they were a little bit bemused by this woman because of how tough she is. So this wasn't the worst thing that I've ever seen in my life, but I just wasn't happy with it. I think they tell us what we are supposed to be looking at throughout the entire film.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's the problem.
That's another problem.
There was no work for me to do. There was no decision for me to make. There was no judgment that I was allowed to make. I was told how
good they are.
Good and how strong and how wonderful they are. I was told how wonderful Michael was.
And that's okay. As I said, I'm not against the moral attitude of this movie. I think the values are there. It's just that I don't think the presentation of it was very subtle. I didn't think the movie was very good. So for me, I'm going to give this movie, Blindside, a yellow light.
I'm giving it a yellow light too, Anne. Again, I wanted very much for it to be better, but I was let down on several accounts. It's a sports movie. If you like football, you'll enjoy some of that. I just wish that I could have pulled out my Kleenex.
Yes,
because I was supposed to in a film like this, and I didn't. So, The Blind Side, two yellow lights. Sorry, Sandra. Until next time, I am Les Roberts.
And I'm Ann Elder.
And we're looking forward to seeing you having a great time at the movies.
In a world infatuated with comic fandom, comes a show to help us remember the talents that have inspired us.
Whoa, 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 cut.
Oh, come on, it wasn't that bad.
It's a bit dramatic. Let's just tell them about the show, guys.
We are the Canned Air Podcast.
Join us weekly for a comedic trip through pop culture.
We also welcome some cool comic creators, as well as some of the voice and screen actors that helped shape your childhood.
Find us on CannedAirPodcast.com and on the Evergreen Podcast Network.